The Gemara is like this. The Gemara is on the Pesachim of Kufi Chasim Aleph. Okay? So it has to do with the end of the Haggadah. Okay, the conclusion of Haggadah, the last coast. So, the Mishnah says, Revi, the fourth coast, Gomer Lovas Hallel, he finishes Hallel, Vomer Lov Birkas Hashir. And so it's very complicated. At the end of Haggadah, what do you do at the end of Haggadah? The last coast. Okay, so the Mishnah says that the last coast simply, you say two things. You go Malav Zahal, you say Halal, Malav Malav Birkas Hashir. And then besides Halal, you say Birkas Hashir. Two things. Okay. So, the Gemara asks, my Birkas Hashir, what is it? So the Gemara says, Yehuda Amar Yaluchat Hashem Alakenu Kol Masa. Okay. So the Yehuda says that it's the Yaluchat that you say at the end of Halal. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says no, it's Nishmas Kol Chai. Alright. So, and then the Gemara brings in a ton of Rabban and Bryce, Ravi Domo Sahalo, Vama Halago, Vim Rav Tarka. And that's the way we do. So you have three things comes up in the end. On the list goes, you have Halo, you have Yalucho, and Halo, I'm sorry. And then you have either Yalucho and Nishmas. And then you have Halo Hago. Okay, Halo Hago. Is Yehovah Shem Kitov. Okay. So the question is, what's the machlekes? What's the machlekes in the Gemara? Okay. So it seems machlekes Rav and Rav Yehuda. I'm sorry, Rav and Rav Yechanan. Whether it's Yalucha, whether it's Nishmas Kochai. All right. But the Rishonim, when you get to the Rishonim, it becomes more complicated because the Rif. The Rif held really had a different system. The Rif system was that he says Yehuda says Yalucha, Rav Yochanan says Nishmas Kol Chai, and then his Tana Rabban is different than our Tana Rabban. His Tana Rabban is you don't say Halagadu over here, but Chamishi Omar Lav Halagadu Tivra Tarfon. And then the Rif concludes. The Rif says Umin Hogad the Alma Rav Yehuda B'Tarvayel. Says the minute of the world is to do like Rav Yehuda, to say Yalucha and not Nishmas. He says the Tavayu is the Birkas Hashir. When it comes to Birkas Hashir, we do like Rav Yehuda. You do like Rav Yehuda, and you only say Yalucha. And the Halal Gadol also, because the Machlok is where Halal Gadol is. From Hosea. We saw from Hosea. Okay. Not from Shem Abbas. Okay. So he says that's the meaning of the word. So in other words, according to the Rif says that how do you resolve the machlokes? He says min hoga da alma. That's funny. I mean, we don't know from the super. So on the surface, you should say both. In the super, so you don't know. But the Rif says the meaning of the world is not like our meaning is, but that you say. You say Yalucha, and that's it. You don't say Nishmas Kol Chai. Not like Rav Yehuda. And then Halal Gadol, the Rif had it in Kos Chamishim. Okay. So the question is, I mean, what kind of a shara does the Rif have? Now, interesting, the Rambam in the Yad, the Rambam in the Yad passes like the Rif. So the Rambam says that Rambam says that Perikas. Vomalov is Zakah Mosek Kosavi, the Gomalov is Hal. Vomalov Birkas Ashir, the Haluch of Hashem Kol Masah. And then he says Barpi Agafen, and the Yeshua wings of Kos Hamishi, Vomalov Halagav. Okay. So that's the Seder of the Rambam. 10 minutes. But the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos says an interesting thing. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos says that he says in Birkas Hashir, he says that the Anozma Koshlish, he says Birkas Hashir hu Nishmas Kol Chai Ad Sofa. Here the Rambam says it's Nishmas Kol Chai. Ukemo Ken Yalucha. And it's also Yalucha. Either one. עד הסוף. יקרא ברכס השיר, ואמר שתיהם הרי זה משובח. And Kapav's Gersh says in Sirish there. And if you combine the two of them, it's a Reza Meshuvah. So apparently the Rambam held that it's simply not a Machlekes. And Ma Machadu Lo Pligi. And it's either or. So the according to the Rambam, either one will qualify. And the best thing really is to do both. Which is really our minute. So apparently the Rambam learned that it's not a machlokes really what Birkas Hashir is, but it's a question of which one's preferable. So Rav Yehuda held that preferable is Yalulucha, and Rav Yechanan held that preferable is Nishmas Kochai. But the question of what is Birkas Hashir, both qualify. That's what the Rambam says. The best thing is to say both of them. That's the way we know you say both of them. It's interesting. The Yad doesn't say that, but in the Pirush Mishnah says, why does the Rambam say that? Apparently the Rambam says it because if it were really a machlokis, so the Rif should have paskin. So what do you mean, minhaga da'alma? So the fact that the Rif says minhaga da'alma means it's not really a machlokis that's mutually exclusive, whether it's Yalucha or whether it's Nishmas Kolchai. But they both hold that the term Birkas Hashir can be qualified either through Yalucha or through Nishmas. Either or. But the question is which one's preferable, so the minhag olam was to say Yalucha. Okay? So the Rambam really explains the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos. I mean, without the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos, it'd be a loss. But the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos really explains why the Rif really went by how Minhaga Da'alma resolved the whole problem. So according to the Rambam Shita, it's not a mutually exclusive machlokes, but it's a question of which one is preferable. Well, both of them qualify for Birkas Hashir. That's the, and it explains the Rif beautifully. I mean, Pirush Mishnayos really opens up the whole understanding of the Rif. That it's not a mutually exclusive machlokes. That was the Rambam Shita, and that seems to be a Rif Shita. Okay. But the Balei Tosfos didn't learn that way. Balei Tosfos really learned that it's a regular machlokes. Okay. So the Balei Tosfos say, "My Birkas Hashir Avira My Yalucha." So the question is, so Tosfos bothered the question. He says, "How could Rav Yehuda say that it's Yalucha? You always say Yalucha. So why did the Mishnah have to single out Yalucha? Say it over here. I mean, you always say it." So Tosfos is bothered that question. Tosfos says, even when even in a place where even usually it was the Gemara says later was two minhagim, some say yalucha, some didn't say yalucha in general. So therefore Rav Yehuda says that even though in general some didn't say, but over here you must say lele pesach, you must say. Okay. The Nogu, because if the Gemara is putting in a place where they were knowing to say Yalucha, Shita, so of course, you always say Yalucha, so why do you have to mention it over here? Then Taisha says, Inami, another answer is, Dafilu b'makam shenogu, even in a place where they are knowing, Hava, mina, I would think, Dafke b'yomen. Only in the daytime when you say Hal, the minig is to say Yalucha. Hava b'layla, but at nighttime, we're saying it at nighttime, Ein Tzarech l'varach. So you don't have to say Yalucha. So let's see. So we came to tell you that over here, where you think you wouldn't say, because it's Lila, Kamash Malan, that over here this time you must say. Okay. So what does Tosfos mean? I mean, it's a cryptic Tosfos. Well, let's go a little further. We'll come back and try to answer. Now, the interesting is the Rashbam had a different approach. You see. Well, let me go a little further with Tosfos. So Rabbi Yechanan on Nishmas Kolchai. So Rabbi Yechanan says that it's not Yalucha, but it's Nishmas Kolchai. So Tosfos says Mira. It seems to me Hoki Purusha. This is the explanation. Af Nishmas Kolchai. That Rabbi Yochanan never said only Nishmas Kolchai, but Rabbi Yochanan came to be Mosif that besides Yalucha, you must also say Nishmas Kolchai. He says, why? If you're not going to say that, but you're going to say it's an actual machlokes, whether it's Yalucha or whether it's Nishmas Kolchai, one to the exclusion of the other. Anon Kaman Avdina. Who do we do it like? Okay? Because we do both. So it's a machlekes. So why do we do both? He says, "Anan kaman avdinu." He says, so it won't work out? Okay. So, yeah. So the question is, so why didn't Taisa say simply, so we do both, we suffer? We don't know. Right? Yeah, but it's not that simple. Why? Because Taisus held that Yechosim in both of them. You see? So Taisus held that Yechosim with Yechosim Melech Mahul Batish Bachos in Yahalucha, and you also Chosim in Nishmas, Abokha Mishir Zimra. So Taisus says, so it's a machlokes, you have to paskin. You can't just do both of them, it's suffering brachos. You see? So that's why Taisus says that, you see, our minig is to be the Taisus of Yechosim Mishnayim. Yechosim Mishnayim, so an Anu Kamanaf Dinah, you can't do like both. So therefore Taisus says it must be Rabbi Yochanan held Af Nishmas Kochach. That must be the answer. Rabbi Yochanan didn't mean only Nishmas, he meant also Nishmas. Yeah, but the problem is, how do you just come along and just put an extra word in the Gemara? I mean, what do you mean Af Nishmas Kochach? The Gemara doesn't say that. One says it's Yahalucha and the other one says Nishmas. Just come along and correct the Gemara like that is very, very difficult. But anyways, Taisus goes on and he says, and why do you call Nishmas Kochad Birkas Hashir? So he says, Lefisha b'shabasa somo so acha psukin azimma. So it's Birkas Hashir, because Nishmas is really the conclusion of the psukin azimma. So that's like the Rav one time mentioned, that Nishmas is really the full Yishtabach. Ordinarily, during the week, we abbreviate the Yishtabach. But on Shabbos, Nishmas Kol Chayim, that's the full bracha for the Yishtabach. But during the week, we were Mekatzer, and on Shabbos, we say the full Yishtabach. And Yishtabach is the bracha on Pesukei Dezimra, because Abokha B'Shirei Zimra is Yishtabach. So therefore, that's why it's called Birkas Hashir, because it's the bracha of the Shirei Zimra, which is Pesukei Dezimra. That's why I say Abokha B'Shirei Zimra. So that's what Taisa explains the semantics of Birkas Hashir. That's why it's called Birkas Hashir. Okay. Then Taisa goes on. He says, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen lo haya chosen yahalucha. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen wasn't chosen mishtaya. He wasn't chosen yahalucha. Ki im b'mishmas levado. Mishim delushin of the Birkas Hashir mash machor abraham. So he held that Rabbi Yochanan did not hold af Birkas, af nishmas, that Yechosin in both of them, but he held that you start with Yahalucha and you're not Chosin, and then you say Nishmas, okay, and then you're Chosin with the bracha of Yishabach. Okay? Yeah. So according to him, you see, so according to him, but I didn't want to explain it, according to him, you can't say, so maybe we say both Misaf. Because you can't say you're saying both Misaf, because you're saying Yahalucha and not Chosin, and you're only Chosin in Nishmas. So he learns Af Nishmas means that you make one bracha out of Yahalucha and out of Nishmas. So the question, of course, is what kind of a thing is that? I mean, how do we understand the idea of making one bracha out of two things? I mean, what's the connection here? It seems like they're two different things. Now, if we came along and just arbitrarily makes one bracha out of it, I mean, it's a strange phenomenon. The underlying ideas are difficult here.
But isn't Nishmas really the same thing that
we do? Well, there's the underlying idea behind the Rishon. But just let me introduce this one more thing in the Rashbam, which I think helps open it up a little bit. See, the Rashbam says a funny thing. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Nishmas Kalchayim, and he learns like the Baal Teshus, Af Nishmas. I say, he says, the Hainu Brikas Hashir Mas Nisim. The Ilu Yahalucha, because if it was Yahalucha, Onu Omu So B'chol Yom Shom Bo Sahal. So we always say, so he uses the Teshus as a question. Teshus' question he used as a support for Rabbi Yochanan. Now, why do Rabbi Yochanan say that you say Nishmas? Because Rabbi Yochanan argued it can't be, Rabbi Yochanan can't be right. He can't mean Yahalucha. Because Yahalucha you have to say anyway. You always say Yahalucha. So why did he take why did the Mishnah say that Lele Pesach you say Yahalucha? You always say it. So in Lola Hosef owed Bracha Acheres. It must have been the Mishnah's trying to tell you something else, and you had another Bracha. Behind the Dama, Alach Rabbi Yochanan Tavaya VeKavu. It's a little funny here. Mashal talks about. But anyway, VeKavu LaAch HaHalu Adal. She had Tzorach LaOman Kila Kamon. And they were Kaveh Nishmas if the Halu Adal. The Hashti Yikad Bracha B'Chol Choda B'Choda. Okay, v'hochi havi milsa shabi. Now you have a bracha on kol chol v'chora. You have one on Hallel, Hallel Ruchot. Now you have also you have Mishmas. But the question according to Rashbam is, so what do Rav Yehuda do? If Rashbam held it, that question is so unanswerable, that why did the Mishnah have to mention Yehuda if you're going to say it anyways? You always say Yehuda Ruchot. So that's Rav Yochanan said it must be Mishmas. So what about Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda didn't know this question. Rav Yehuda is going to come as very difficult. Yeah. Yes, so from this, the Rashbam, this is the point I want to just use as a point to take off from. The question of what is Rav Yehuda saying according to the Rashbam. Because he shows, he argues that Rav Yochanan seems to be right. Because if it's Yahalucha, so the Mishnah doesn't have to say it, because he always, Taisus gives answers for it. But the Rashbam takes it as a proof for Rav Yochanan. But what do you mean a proof for Rav Yochanan? What about Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda also knew that you say Yahalucha, you always say Yahalucha. So from this Rashbam you see one thing, that the way the Rashbam is learning is that when the Mishnah says Yesei Yahalucha, what it means is that this Yahalucha has a different kino, has a different fulfillment than the ordinary Yahalucha that you say on Hallel in general. Okay. So the question is, I mean, What is this special kiyum of Yahalucha? So the machlokes of Yochanan and Rav Yehuda is, according to Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah says to say Yahalucha because it has a special kiyum. Rav Yochanan held the Mishnah wouldn't have to say it for the kiyum, because since you're going to say it, since practically you're going to say it anyway, so the Mishnah speaks in practical terms. So that's the machlokes. So according to Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah speaks in theoretical terms. So the Mishnah is saying here you have to say it's underlining Yahalucha because it's a different kiyum. You say it's a different kiyum, but a different kiyum than the ordinary Yahalucha. And Rav Yochanan is saying the Mishnah wouldn't do that just for the theoretical kiyum. The Mishnah has to speak in practical terms, and the Mishnah, if it's going to tell you to do something, it must be telling you something practical that's additional. So that's what the Rashbam means. That's Rav Yochanan's argument. So that's the way he learns the machlokas, you see. Okay, but what we have to get down to is what is the underlying kiyum of the Yahalucha according to Rav Yehuda? What is new in the Yahalucha? So it's interesting. The Sefer Achinuch and Ramban also on the Chumash. So he mentioned something which is, I think, the most significant theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's often overlooked. You see, all the Rishonim say that what is the idea? What does Yetzias Mitzrayim really show? Yetzias Mitzrayim shows not simply Shevach, the Odor, because of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Yeah, that of course. But there's something deeper here. And that is the whole concept, our whole concept of the Bori Olam stems from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because what did the Nisim and Mitzrayim prove? The Nisim and Mitzrayim, the Rambam says in Ramban, and the Chinuch mentions it also. Chinuch mentions it on the mitzvah of Mitzvah Gad Balincha. So the idea that it proves is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadmon, not like the philosophers, that the entire Bria, the entire creation, is a result of God's action, that He's the Yotzer Bereishis, He's the Creator, and therefore everything is under His control. Because Nisim show that He could change it, He can the entire universe is under His control because He created it. And not that simply the universe exists because God's Chochmah dictates that it exists and it exists eternally. That was the belief of the philosophers, that there was no Bria Shemayim V'aretz. They knew that nothing can exist without God, and that God is the essence of all existence, but they maintained it simply emanates from God, and it coexisted with God eternally, you see. But not that God is the creator of the universe, and this is Maisa Yodov, the universe is Maisa Yodov, and He shapes it and controls it at His will, you see. So that's basically what Nisim, that's the idea. That's the philosophical concept that emerges from Yetzias Mitzrayim, the central idea, our idea, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything Yesh Me'ayim. So from Yetzias Mitzrayim, what does Yetzias Mitzrayim demonstrate? Yetzias Mitzrayim demonstrates the Bori Olam. Brias Shemayim Baretz. So that's why the Mishnah says, according to Rav Yehuda, the theoretical idea, according to Rav Yehuda, is that you have to say not just Hallel, which is Hallel HaMitzri. See, Hallel HaMitzri is on Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Hallel, the normal Hallel we always say. And Hallel HaGadol really is the Hallel of Brias Shemayim Baretz. The Rav mentioned that definition, but his definition is luchach from saying the hodu. Hodu Adonai Adonai, lausin flos gedolos levada, lausin hashemayim b'sfuna, rok olaretz olamayim, lausin erim gedolim. It's Hashem Mishnah Mishals v'yom es yirach v'halim Mishals b'alayla. So the Hallel HaGadol is really the Hallel on the Brias Shemayim Baretz. That's the Hallel HaGadol. So what the Mishnah is telling you, according to Rav Yehuda, is that if you say the Hallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim and you don't culminate that Hallel with the Hallel of Brias Shemayim Baretz of the Yotzer Kol, so then you're lacking in the entire concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The philosophical idea that's the yesod of our dos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator and created everything Yesh Me'ayin. So he's Kadmon, Nono L'Kei Kedem. So this yesod and dos is what emerges from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's why the Mishnah says you must say Yahalucha. Because what is Yahalucha? Yahalucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Ma'asecha. What does it mean Yahalucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Ma'asecha? So it's taken from the pasuk. Where's the pasuk? Yahalucha Hashem Kol Ma'asecha. In Nentil Ladavit, Nashrei. In Nentil Ladavit. Yiduchad Hashem Elokeinu Kol Ma'asecha. Okay, so Kol Ma'asecha means that the Shvachah Shel Makom emerges from the Shvachah Shel Makom emerges from the Bria, from the creation. It's very nice of Ibn Ezra for that. Ibn Ezra says that if you take a look at the Ashrei, so you see that in the Ashrei you have like this, you have Dor l'dor yishalach masecha u'gvur asecha yagidu. Okay, so that's fine. So, but the next one, Hadakol hodecha v'divrei miflasecha osi. He doesn't say yesi. Ve'ezuz ne'orasecha yomeru yibulascha asaprema. Why didn't it say ve'ezuz ne'orasecha yomeru yibulascha yisaper? So there's no asaprema. So the Ibn Ezra says, because ve'ezuz ne'orasecha yomeru, that when it comes to miflas Hashem, so everybody can say miflas Hashem. But when it comes to divulei, when it comes to b'duloscha, when we say akel agadol, what does akel agadol mean? Agadol means that the shvachah shemakom emerges from the bria, from the creation, from the bria shemayim baretz. So over there, divulei the ve'ezuz ne'orasecha yomeru, when it comes to talking about nisim, so everybody can talk about nisim. But when it comes to b'duloscha, to showing the shvachah shemakom from the creation, over there it says asapra. Why? Because there you need there you're going into a different realm. A realm where it depends on the individual. You need a great chacham to be mesaper in those kind of shvachos, shemakom. I mean, that's not everybody can do that. That's my sabrachos. So the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim really is seeing the Kvod Shemayim through the Bria itself, you see. And that depends on the level of the person. So the Nisan flows, everybody can misapa. But when it comes to seeing Shvachah Shemakom that emerges from the knowledge of the Bria, from the universe, that's rare individuals. You see. But in Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is the code of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That the individual should learn from the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it has to culminate in the realization of Malocha Loretz Klodo, that the Klod Hashem is manifest in the Marav Masechah Hashem Kula B'chachma Sisa, is manifest in the creation itself. So that's why Rav Yehuda says, even though you would say it anyways, but the Mishnah underscores it over here, because this is a separate kinyan in the Leil Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when you Mesafer Shvachah Shemakom on that night, so you can't conclude with just Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you don't get to the Yisod of Yahalucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Ma'asecha, that the Maisei Hashem manifest the Kvod Hashem in the fact that He is the creator of the universe, And if that is, if you don't conclude with Maisa Bereishis, so then you're lacking the central idea, in the central idea of the whole limud of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Anoch HaRashon Lekecha Asher Tzasicha Meretz Mitzrayim. That the Yetzias Mitzrayim demonstrates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. And that his Shevach is manifest from an understanding insofar as man is capable of the Bria, of the Maisa Bereishis. That's basically what the Rav Yehuda's position is. So if Yehuda maintains it's true, there may not be anything more practical. But the Mishnah has to mention it, because it's Birkas Hashir, and this is the whole central idea of the Leil HaPesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so now let's see. how it fits in to answer the questions that we raised. Okay, so that's why Tosfos says like this. You see, Tosfos' second answer. Tosfos asks the question that, not like the Rashbam, Tosfos asks the question, he wants to say that according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda is speaking in practical terms, but he's speaking according to the places that don't do the minhag. That's his first answer. But the second answer, he says, is, Afilu b'makom shenagu, hava mina dafke b'yamin, hava b'layla, ein tzarech l'varach. Kamash kamar, what does Tosfos mean? It means like this, that it's even in the makom shenagu, but if it weren't for Rav Yehuda, so I would say that you don't have to say Yahalalucha over here, Balayla. Why? Because the Yahalalucha, which is the generally, which is the Gemara for the Hallel, that I would say is in the Hallel Shel Yom, which is a Hallel of Shevach Hodo on Yom Tov. But the Hallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim, I'd say that you don't have to say Yahalalucha, because this is a different Hallel. This is the Hallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this Hallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim, I would think perhaps that that's not necessary. In other words, the Amiras Hallel B'Leil Pesach is not the same Amiras Hallel as you have all the time on Yom Tov. Because the Hallel all the time on Yom Tov is the general Shevach Shel Makom with regard to the Kriyas HaHallel, which is the Mitzvah L'Kriyas HaHallel on Yom Tov. But this Hallel and Leil Pesach is the Hallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's a different Hallel. So that's what Tosfos is saying. So you would think that over here, it's not the same Hallel, so there's no minig. Even the Makom of the Noeg, that's only in the minig with regard to the regular Kriyas HaHallel. But this Kriyas HaHallel is a Kriyas HaHallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim of the Leil HaPesach. So maybe you think you wouldn't have to say it. So therefore, Rav Yehuda says, no, over here you must say it because it's a Kiyum of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Kiyum of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not simply to say the Hallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but to culminate in the Hallel of Kol Masach. You look at Hashem Elokim of Kol Masach. So that's basically what Tosfos is explaining. Now let's understand the other question that we asked. How does Tosfos come along and just correct the Gemara? That Rav Yochanan says that it's Nishmas Kol Chai. So Rav Yochanan says Nishmas Kol Chai. So the Tosfos says you must put in one word in the Gemara. Not as Nishmas Kol Chai, but Af Nishmas Kol Chai. But you don't have it. What right does Tosfos have to come along and just simply add a word in the Gemara? But according to what we're saying, it works out very well. Why? Because what is the Nishmas Kol Chai? You see, the Nishmas Kol Chai is really interesting. The Nishmas Kol Chai starts off with Yetzias Mitzrayim. You see? And then it goes through and it says that we aren't right to say Shevach. But then he says, and he continues. And then it says, "Kichol pelach hayodah v'chalosh v'chosish shava." Chol atzmosay tamana ad Hashem. Shukas chol atzmosay tamana ad Hashem mikamocha. Matzaloni mechaz menavay v'gazim miyid malach miyish malach miyarach malach. Hakel agodol agibor v'hanora kel elyon kone shemayim arts. So the nishmas begins with Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it concludes with the kone shemayim arts. So if you'd want to choose the best vehicle, you see, the best vehicle through which to unify these two ideas, the Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Borei Olam, that Yetzias Mitzrayim leads directly to that root, that's really the Nishmas Kol Chai. Because that's what Nishmas Kol Chai basically says. Mishmas Kol Chai is the bracha that really expresses most perfectly the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the culmination of this idea in the conclusion. It concludes with the ultimate objective of the recognition of the Borei Shemayim Varas. The Yid Malachim Mi Yishalachim Mi Yarachach Akeil Agad Lagiva Nora Keilim Kana Shemayim Varas. So the one tefillah, if you wanted to look for a tefillah that really does this most perfectly, that's really the Birkas Hashir, the Nishmas Kol Chai. That's the Nishmas Kol Chai. So what Taisha says is like this. What Taisha in the Rashbam, the Chachmei Tzofos, in contradistinction to the Rif and the Rambam, the way they learn is that it is a Machlekes. But what is the Machlekes? The Machlekes is whether you do Yehalelucha or whether you do the Nishmas Kol Chai. So what is Rav Yehuda hold that the Yehalelucha is enough? You can do Yehalelucha. So the answer is like this. The answer is they're looking at it in two different ways. According to Rav Yehuda, what you have the Hallel HaMitzri, you say the Hallel HaMitzri, and then you have to qualify the Hallel HaMitzri with the Halucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Maaseh. So it's an enunciation. In other words, you say the Hallel, and then you mitzarech to the Hallel, you mitzarech Yaluchad Hashem Elokeinu Kol Maasecha, you mitzarech to the Hallel, so you qualify the Hallel through the Yaluchad Hashem Elokeinu Kol Maasecha. It's a qualification. Okay? According to Rav Yochanan says, no, that's not enough. That's good. That's what Taisa says, af Birkas Hashir, according to Rav Yochanan. What he means is, if you understand the underlying ideas over here, you see that the af does for him. That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying like this. He's saying that's true. When you said the Yehalelucha, you qualified the Hallel because you said Yehalelucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Maasecha, and you qualified the Hallel. But that's not enough. You have to also have a lengthy bracha that interprets it clearly. You see, that's why he says Av Birkas Hashir. So the Av Birkas Hashir really is that he's moda. Why should he argue with Rav Yehuda? Doesn't make any sense to argue with Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Yehuda already showed the idea, the concept, that you qualify the Hallel with Yaduch HaRashem Kol Maasecha, Yaduch HaRashem Kol Maasecha, Briya Shemayim V'aretz, V'duvascha Sapreno. I mean, that's the whole deal of it. So by saying Yehalelucha and being Mitzarech, concluding the Hallel with the Yehalelucha, you were Mekayim qualifying the Hallel. But qualifying the Hallel is not enough. It requires more. It requires a lengthy exposition of the tzibur between these two ideas. And what is the most perfect exposition of this idea? That's the Nishmas Kol Chai. That's the Nishmas Kol Chai. So that's why when Taisvah says Av Birkas Hashir, it's not simply that he's putting a word into the Gemara. What he's showing is, once you understand the underlying ideas, then you see clearly that what Rav Yochanan was saying, not to remove the halacha, that doesn't make any sense. Because you said halal, so you have to qualify the halal. But he holds it's not enough. He holds you need, besides that, a bracha that explains clearly at length these two ideas, the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the culmination of the Yetzias in the Akela Gadol Gibur Vanora. So that's the way the Chachmei Tzofos learn. That's the way the Balei Tzofos learn, you see. It's not, now how does the Rambam learn? If you go back to the Rambam, you can't just leave the Rambam, because the Rambam is saying it's a matter of preferable. Okay? It's a matter of preferable. So if it's a matter of preferable, so what is the preference dependent on? You see? So according to the Rambam, it's a question, they're both Birkas Hashir. Also, fits in very nicely. Why? Because the concept of the Birkas Hashir really is to take the idea of the Yetzias Mitzrayim and bring it to its real objective. And the real objective is it's a demonstration of the Borei Olam. That's the real objective. So therefore, either one does it, according to the Rambam. But the question is, which one is preferable? So Rav Yehuda held the qualification of the Hallel is preferable. And Rav Yochanan held no. The lengthy exposition of the bracha, of the Nishmas Kol Chai, that's preferable. That was the question. But really, both of them are good. That's why the Rambam says that if you want to be Yotze, that's why the Rambam says the best way is to do both. Because then you have the qualification of the Hallel, and you also have the Bracha, which explains at length the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Boreol, Baruch Shemayim Varetz. Okay? So it comes out, basically, that all the Rishonim were really operating with the same underlying concepts. The only question is how they learned the Gemara. Was it simply that was it a machlokes, or was it really simply a question of which one is preferable? That's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rif on the one end, and between the polytheists. But now we can understand the three. Because why is it that this last bracha has three things? According to the way we're not like the Rush. Not like the Rush. So you do Yahalucha, then you do the Hodu Hashem, the Hawa Gadol. Okay? The Hodu Hashem, the Hawa Gadol. And then after the Hawa Gadol, then you do the Nishmas Kol Chai. So what are the three? So the three are not repetitious. They're three different things. One is Yahalucha is the qualification of the Hallel Mitzri through what? Through the Kol Masecha. And the Hallel Mitzri leads to the Borei Olam. That's one, qualification of Hallel. The second one is to say the Hallel HaGadol, which is the Hallel on Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz. Okay? That's to say, to bring, and by the way, I mean, it also has its history. It starts off with Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz. Because that is the philosophical order, Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz. That's why it's Hallel HaGadol, is the philosophical order. It starts off with the Borei Olam, and it concludes with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. But so the Hallel HaGadol follows the philosophical order, so that's why it's called the Hallel HaGadol. So therefore, you have the three elements: qualification of Hallel is element one, two, the Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz from Tehillim through the Sefer Tehillim. Through the Hallel HaGadol, and three is the Birkas Hashir, where you have the Amira, the Sfiras Devarim, the Amira, which is the ultimate Amira that ties together the Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Kone Shemayim Ba'aretz. Okay? So the three things are not just repetitious, but each one is a different facet of the same idea, basically. One is through qualification of the Amira Sahalel. And the two is through the concept of the Borei Olam and through the Sefer Tehillim. And the third one is the Birkas Hashir, which is the bracha that expresses these ideas most perfectly in the Nishmas Kol Chai. Okay. Now, interesting thing is, and as I mentioned, in Gemara. Gemara says, it's funny, the Birkas, the Hallel HaGadol, the definition of Hallel HaGadol, is really the Hallel on the Bria Olam. But the Gemara sounds like it contradicts this at first sight. Because the Gemara says, V'loma nikra shmo Hallel HaGadol, okay? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Neisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev B'lumo Shel Olam V'machalik Mitzonos L'chol Bria. Interesting thing. So the Gemara says, that's why it's called the Hallel HaGadol. At first sight, I mean, it sounds like, I mean, well, like the Gemara is taking the going into a small thing. I mean, Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz. So what are you saying? Because he's Machalik Mizonos L'chol Beria. Okay? So Rashi says, Rashbam says, that he says, yeah, that Yesh Rosh Shalom, Tichsid Be'i Nosin Lachim L'chol Basu, V'hainu Dover Gadol. You see, why is this a double gadol? What's the double gadol? But the truth of the matter is that in Asher we say, gadol ar Hashem u'mehulo ma'od v'negiloso ein cheker. Okay, because that's gadol Hashem is really the Bria Olam and negiloso ein cheker. So there is a distinct difference between man's greatness and a qualitative difference in the way we appreciate greatness, between man's greatness and the greatness of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Man's greatness is through his understanding. So if you see a great chacham, So what makes him a great chacham? His ideas, his theories, his ideas. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his greatness is the Sfuna Sarayim. And the man realizes that he can't even begin to approach the Chachmas Hashem. That's the Gadol Ad Hashem of Mehul Ma'od. So the Mehul Sfuna Sarayim Cheker is really the definition of the appreciation of Chachmas Hashem, which is qualitatively differentiated from any Chacham, no matter who is the greatest Chacham, in terms of how we appreciate him. Because great Chacham is as good as his theories. He appreciates him, he has a good idea, so he's a Chacham. But the Chachmas Hashem is just the opposite. We see some of the Chachma, an infinitesimal amount of the Chachma, and from that is an awareness of a whole world of Chachma that we can't even grasp. That's the Sfunasa Echei. That's the Shvach HaShemakom. That's Gadol Ad Hashem HaMakul Ma'od. Why was Sfunasa Echei? So that's really what Chazal mean when they say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumo Shel Olam U'Machalek Mazon L'Chol Beryo. That it means to say that the Borei Shamayim V'aretz, the same one who's the Borei Shamayim V'aretz, the one of whom we can realize that we're just grasping an infinitesimal amount of his Chachma, the Borei Olam, that's the one that's Mechalek, that has knowledge of every Beryo, and is Mechalek Mazon L'Chol Beryo. What does it mean? It means to say that the Chesed Hashem and the Chachmas Hashem, there is no model that we can subscribe to, that we could use to give us an idea of Chachmas Hashem. It's impossible, because it's completely counterintuitive to any type of concept of Chachma that man has. The one who is Borei Shemayim V'aretz, and the greatest manifestation of Chachma, that is Mechalek Mazon L'Chol Beryo, to each individual. That's Ki'era Shemecha Ma'aseh Esbosecha Mo'enosh Kisiskerena. That's what Gemara says. The Gemara says, why do you call it Ha'ol HaGadol? What the Gemara means, not, it's called Ha'ol HaGadol because it's Borei Olam. But the Gemara is saying the essential idea of Ha'ol HaGadol, the essential idea of the Borei Olam is that the recognition that the Chachmas Hashem is completely counterintuitive, and man cannot put up any idea in his mind of how this Chachma works. It's completely beyond him. And the manifestation that is realizable, even on a basic level of Chachma, is the fact that Ki Erech Shemachal Isaias Bosecho, when you see the Chachma of the universe, Mo'enosh Kisiskerenu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nosim Lechem L'Chol Basar. That's really the concept, that's the idea of the, that's why it's called Ha'ol HaGadol. Ha'ol HaGadol, what the Gemara is saying is, what's the essence of the idea of Ha'ol HaGadol? The recognition that we have no way of putting into some kind of a framework in our minds the Chachmas Hashem. On the one hand, we see the infinitesimal grasp that we have on the greater existence of infinite Chachma, and on the other hand, we see Nosim Lechem L'Chol Basar, which is each yachid, every person, every individual is under his knowledge. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies him with his needs. So this the Gemara says, is the central theme of the idea of the Ha'ol HaGadol. If a person doesn't have that concept, so he's missing the whole idea of what the Ha'ol HaGadol is. Just to say Baruch Shemayim V'aretz is not enough. Because say Baruch Shemayim V'aretz, a person can imagine that he has some kind of a concept. He creates also, so he thinks he can put that into the way he creates, he can put into that kind of a framework. So that's why the Gemara says no. Lama Nikrashma Ha'ol HaGadol. What is really? Why is it called Ha'ol HaGadol? Because it's a Hodu L'Kel HaShemayim. The Kel HaShemayim and no Sein Lechem L'Chol Basar. That's the idea. The Gemara's pointing out that's the central theme. That a person must have the realization, has to abandon in his mind any kind of model or framework that he has of Chachmas Hashem. It simply is inapplicable. Simply inapplicable. Okay. But let's get down a little bit to the practical. So that's why the Rishonim say, yeah, it's interesting. It's a very interesting chinuch, by the way. The chinuch on Tazria. He says an interesting thing. He says that. There are problems with the I don't understand what it means. But he says, you see, he says, in terms of the Torah, so he says some people want to say that God's Ashkocha is on the animal kingdom, and he says that is really a Das Rechoka. He says that's not true. But he says that we have to know that Baruch has knowledge of every action of man. He says, okay, shouldn't say it's just accidental. He says, then the Yeshua of Alatoin, okay. And he says, yeah. Fisha Deus Rabos Bashkochas Akela are called Brua. He says, there are many opinions. Yavo Barabe Ksukum Bamikma, Rahabe Mitzis Loros Alainya. Yoso Pina Gedola Vitora Saina. She Yesh Kitos Meerim Yachshavu Ki Yashkochas Hashem is Barech. Alko Aminim Befrat. Bein Anashim Al Kol Shor Baruch Hayim Yesh Ben Kitas Yashim Ki Ashkochas Hashem Baruch Hu Al Kol Al Kol Yom Yom Yolom Bein Baruch Hayim Al Kol Shor Dvar Kloma Shelo Yisno Eya Dovor Echot Kotten Ba'olam Azeh Rak Bechetzo Baruch Hu. Nothing, absolutely nothing takes place unless it's God's direct will. Ache Yashim until I think Kibin Fol Ol Echot Min Ha'ilam, that if a leaf falls off a tree, who goes all of Sheyipo, that God decreed that this leaf fall down. The efsher she is acher o yiddam zman nefilos afilu rega, and the time for the leaf to fall off the tree. That's a far removed idea from reason. Okay, the Yesh Kitos Rosh Yachshu Shalei Yosem Ashkachasu Baruch Hu Klal B'chol Yom Yolah Bein Banoshim O B'Shor Balechayim. Who Das HaKofim? Rav Amar says that's the Apikosim. V'anachnu V'alei Adas HaMikis L'fima Sheshamati Nosim Ashkachasu Baruch Hu Kol Minei Balechayim B'chol. When it comes to the animal kingdom, it's in general. Klomar Shekol Min min haminim anavroim ba'olam iskayim la'olam lo yichlo v'yovad kulo ki v'ashkachosu yimosei kinim l'chol davad ve kinim haminim is his ashkacha v'bemin ha'odom namin ki v'ashkachosu baruch ha'al kol echol v'echol b'fro v'u ha'meidin ha'kol ma'aseya v'chein ki ba'olam migdoleinu. Okay, so he explains that idea, but it's interesting when later he comes back to it and he shows you it's not so simple. He says like this. So at that point it sounds like he's just saying Hashgacha Pratis and leave it at that. But he says like this. Later he says that Mishar Shem Mitzvah and when he comes to the second part on Hagas HaMetzorah V'chol Matamei Odom Nekriyo Frima, so he says like this. He says that the reason is why do they have to go through these processes? So he should think in his mind when he moves up in people, keep the sibas achet yirchakot imkoltur. That chet causes a person to be removed from all good. Okay, so he says like this, and that's what Chazal say. Who hivdo b'loshin hara bein ish liishto bein am lachaveru lefichoch michutz lamachane ahola. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Modei to the person according to the Midah that he is Modei. So now he says, but understanding this idea, most people won't understand it. says ki yachshivu leforish davar ze etzel Hashem Baruch Hu bedugmas gnu b'nei adam, because they think in their minds that this idea is similar to the way a human being acts. He says shekol echad yishalim es chavero gnu kefi hatova she'osa imo kefi hara, that every person does the same thing, that he treats people according to the way they treat him. He says v'lo chenyo inyin etzel Hashem Baruch Hu cholila. Says you can't cholila think that this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. Ki ein im Hashem Baruch Hu ki im tova v'chesed v'rachma lola. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only tova and chesed. V'v'chol eisu v'chol shah tuvan muchan el kol aroi l'kabo. And this goodness is always available. Says v'lo yonim v'lo yishan shal me'yisrael. Masha omer zechronim l'vracha etzlo Baruch Hu. So what did the Chazal mean when they said b'midash adam modei bar modei dimlo? What does that mean? It says HaKavana lomar ki kefi maisei ha'odom im l'tova im l'hefech mitochin l'kabola sagmo. He says in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Ashpas Hashem is only Tov, but the difference is in the Makabah. He says ki la'olam ba'oso ha'in she'yosim kol machshevoso v'yasem maso b'digmoso mamish ki moshe cholov ha'bracha o ha'efech. He says he is the one that determines. The Tuvo is God loves to us more than that's a constant, but man is the one that determines whether he's going to avail himself of this good. Okay, he says v'chein amar kosev ki lo ina milibo v'yagev b'nei ish uchsir gan ken ki lo keil chofetz resha ato kloma she'Hashem yizbarach lo yechayev birya mechefzo v'chiyur. He doesn't do it in a positive way, he explains. That you cannot imagine that if someone becomes sick, like an illness, like he's talking about the tzaras, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him tzaras. He says that's not true. Lo yechayev birya mechefzo bechiyuv. Bechiyuv means positively, in a positive way. Ki akel atov chofetz betov la'olam. Because the goodness is always from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval la'odam hu shemechayev es atzmo b'netoso min hayosha. When a person goes away from the correct path, the Yosir Migufo Ha'achonos Ha'machshiros Oso L'Kabal HaTovo, and he removes himself from the path upon which the good is available, he says, and he takes away the Ha'achonos, the preparations that are machshir him, that make him, that change him so that he's capable to be L'Kabal HaTovo. He says, V'mashal Alzeh, he says, the mashal is Ha'olech Al Derech Yosher Ofonim Me'avonim, and we called over our mashal, the person going on the road that's cleared away, and it's a perfect road. The Yeshva Derech get their coats and mikana mikana, and he has stones on both sides. And a person went through and he hurt himself with the thorns. You can't say that God wanted this person to get hurt. Okay? You cannot imagine in your mind, think in your mind that God intentionally, positively will that he be hurt. Interesting thing. Okay? So he says nothing bad comes normal. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki chol ha-mikro ha-ra mischadesh bodom u-pu'ula mischadesh bodom ma-astaras p'nei Hashem en-no-esh. It is simply because the individual has placed himself in a position where the chesed Hashem is not available to him anymore. The good is not available. He says, kloma, she-Hashem neisir shmiroso me-olav mitzad chetov. He has put himself in a place where God is removed in terms of God's Shemitah. So then he's naturally placed himself in a position where the Ra is going to affect him. And once, if he's Makabal the Onish, so then he goes back to the original. He goes to the Pasuk is referring to the correct philosophy. When the Pasuk says, V'hoyo lecho, umetza'u roos rabos v'tzoros. So the pasuk says, v'amar bayomahu, what will they say? Halo ki'ena l'kai b'kirbi mitzoni roos eila. That's a correct philosophy. That why did these evils occur? Not a kadosh, a kadosh bracha didn't bring the evil on us, but we have removed ourselves. So ena l'kai b'kirbi. The shmiras Hashem is always available, is always there. But the individual, the mekabel, has removed himself from that shmira. That pasuk is describing the tshuva that they will say, and they will enunciate the correct idea of Hashgachas Hashem. Because if you have the wrong idea of Hashgachas Hashem, it's not a tshuva. So he says, V'kosav chacham echad. He says, one chacham wrote, Yodanu ki Hashem echad, v'ashinu yovo meham mekabel. God is one, and the change occurs from the mekabel. God doesn't change his actions. Because the actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are always everything b'chachma, and that doesn't change. And the only change that we see is to be attributed solely, exclusively to the Makabel. It's a beautiful chinuch. And the chinuch really is saying, I mean, V'oma b'yomahu al-kiyeno al-kayim b'kirvi, he's saying that really is the essence where the Torah is predicting the Klal Yisrael will do, and that tshuva involves a very important concept, and that's what he's saying. And that concept is the correct idea of Schar Vonish. If you have the wrong idea, if you're imagining in mind a dogma like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Modeh Midah Keneged Midah, and you imagine in your mind a model or a framework like a Ben Adam does, then you simply have missed the whole point. You have no shaykhs to the case, though. So the chinuch emphasizes the importance, and that's really the essence of the das. The essence of the das or emes is to have the correct idea of the borei olam and to understand that it cannot be placed in an ordinary framework. And if you do place it in an ordinary framework, then you miss the whole concept of the borei olam, and you really have no sheiches to okay, so that's what the chinuch mentions. So according to the chinuch, if you think you cannot think of the tzaras that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person a tzaras in the ordinary sense, he says that is wrong. That is cholila to think that way about the borei olam. But on the contrary, if you must have the correct idea. That the borei olam is mashpia tov, is, and he doesn't change. His hashpas tov is constant, but the individual has received this disease because he was sore medera Hashem, and the makabel removed himself. And vanochi aster ponai by yamahu. He removed. There was aster ponai by yamahu. He's saying that the individual has removed himself. So there is no more shmiras akel, and once the shmiras akel is absent, so the person is open to all kinds of occurrences, and that's how that's the way you learn the pshat in the negatzaras, that you must not think in terms of negatzaras in a framework, in an ordinary framework. If you do, you're denying the whole idea that a kodesh baruch was a tov make lakom. And you're missing the whole essential concept of the Yesod Hadas. So the Chinuch underlines the idea. Not just, we mentioned the idea in terms of the Borei Olam. Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Gruma Shel Olam. So he says, yes, that's true. But in terms of the idea, the second most important idea, Hashgachas Hashem, in terms of that idea, you also must realize that you must not have in your mind a misconception or a kind of a model or framework in the back of your mind that is a framework that is completely incorrect, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu acts as you would imagine a bus of a dumb would act. Even the best bus of a dumb, it's a completely erroneous framework, and the person must remove that from his mind and must realize that that's absolutely false and chalila that a person should imagine such a concept. And he must constantly realize that the chuli did not come because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though you could say, it's an interesting thing, you could say, no, it's a good thing, it's an onish. You can't say anything bad. Nothing bad, even for the, that happens to the goof. Nothing bad comes from the Bar Ilam.
That's the essential. What the Chinuch says is, you can't essentially, what the Chinuch is saying is that you are not permitted to have any framework
about God's action and how God has done the Olam. That is a framework that's extrapolated from human activity. That's what he said. And the only framework that you can have, since that framework is absent, there is no framework. What framework do we work with? This is the framework. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Tov HaMeitiv, Ein Dovor Ra Yored Mo Milo, and from him is only good, and if we see bad, it's because the individual has removed himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mashana. It's his chokhmah, and there is no shinui, and the individual has, the makabel has brought it about, because he removed himself from his presence, you see. That's the framework, that is the correct framework that a person should have before his mind. That's what the chinuch is. There's no machlokes. It sounds like a subtle point, but I mean, the chinuch was writing what the chinuch really. For young children, young guys, that they should interest them in the Torah, and the ideas of the Torah, the mitzvah. They spend Shabbos around the Torah. So this is a basic premise. Without deep abstract philosophy, it's a basic premise that every child, that every youngster has to know. Maybe not a young child at 6 years old, but I mean a young individual from the time he's Baito, from the time he's Bar Mitzvah. I mean, he has to have this framework. And this framework that he cannot, in his mind, should be careful not to have a primitive idea of how a Kadosh Baruch Hu is meets out the Schar Vonish. But this is the idea that is the correct idea that he must have, and that nobody argues about. That's the most basic concept.
Which point that God cannot cause physical illness.
God cannot, don't know them to point. That from God is only good, and the shinui, if the individual encounters evil, it's because of the makabel. That's the issue. Yes.
How is it possible?
The goof in the house is different. The house is the nasati negatzaras for that. That's a double pella. Okay, that's it. I'm bringing the chinuch in for one reason, because we, and I'm not going to go into tzaras. A lot of the areas we can expand into. I just wanted to mention this because that really is a part of Yitzias Mitzrayim also. I mean, Yitzias Mitzrayim is chav onish. I mean, what is the pharaoh and the whole? It's not limited to Bria Shemayim Baretz. It's Bria Shemayim Baretz and Schar Vonish. So it's important. I mean, it's important to have the correct ideas on the Leil, the Leil of Pesach. I mean, if a person has the wrong ideas of God and the wrong ideas of Schar Vonish and everything in his mind is completely erroneous, I mean, what shaychus does he have to the Kedushas HaLaila? I mean, very little, if anything. I mean, it's Maybe a schar is an attempt, but he's not in the area. There's no shaykhs. So that's why I'm mentioning this chinuch. I'm not for the purpose of going into the tzaras, but the chinuch gives you the basic, and that's the yisod and bus of the chinuch is saying. And the mistake is that people insist on having in their mind some kind of a primitive framework. That's cholila. That's what he said. Not a person should be wary and should realize. That's nonsensical and it's against Kol HaTorah. What idea should he have? This is the correct idea. That from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Torah. That's correct. Okay. He's not answering all the questions of the Shaar Gmul. I mean, a lot of questions. But he's telling you the basic framework, which is less mandapoli. Everybody does it. Yes. The Ezuz Noro Secha Yameru. It means to say that the essential Noro, that everybody could say. Everybody can say. I mean, that's the Leil of Pesach, even in a child. I mean, you can understand that. You can understand. He sees no rasilo so sechala. So osna mogu kol yoshikin on, right?
Osna
balu alufay 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 aluf created Goyim. Could see Ezuz Norasecha. That's what he's explaining. The Ezuz Norasecha, everybody can see. Even Alufa Edom and even Ozmir Moab. I mean, Goyim can see that. But Divrei Niflosecha, that's Niflos Hashem. That's like the Rambam says that the Avas Hashem. What's Avas Hashem? The Shoshim is boning Odom the drool of the Maisach on Efloim. That's not everybody. That's Osicha. That's what Don't Know. So of course it really is a stepladder. The first thing is intended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give a person an opportunity to search and to climb higher into the upper realms of which eventuates in Maisim Precious and ultimately Maisim Merkava. But that's what the Rambam was saying. Yes, one leads to the other, but a lot of the trail gets very thin when we go into the Divrei Niflosecha. That's not everybody. Not everybody's capable of doing it. Takes the greatest call. Okay. So getting back to the Hallel, to the Amiras Hallel. So basically, what the Rishonim say is like this. That there is a big question. We have a big problem with the bracha of Hallel on the night of Pesach. The bracha of Hallel on the night of Pesach. So that's why the Rishonim says, like Ramban says, that you know what to say the Hallel in Shul. And many shuls are doing. If you look at the Ramban, really, there's an awful lot of riots. It's a Yerushalmi, and you go through all the sheetahs. It's in the Sechet Sofer. The Rambam, interestingly enough, the Rambam does not have it. Some strange reason the Rambam does not have it. But I mentioned that the Rav said the name of Rav Chaim held that the Hallel in the night of Pesach. You say it with a bracha, there's no question, because it's a very Kabbalah. Kalel is Kaddish Chak. It's Kalel's Kaddish Chag. So the Ramban says that's why if you say Hallel and Shul, you really, and Rishonim said, if you say Hallel and Shul, so you really solve the problem of the bracha on Hallel by the Seder. So really, that's why we say Hallel. But the only in the practical way. If you want, I mean, you definitely could say Hallel with the bracha. There's no question about it. But if you want to, what we'll do is we'll have the shot say it with a bracha, and the tzibur can have a mind to be out say the bracha. That's always me. You have the same key. The first bracha and Yahalucha. But with that, really, you yotze the question of the problem of. The bracha for the Hallel by the Seder. Yeah. But, that's a good question. Many Rishonim say you can't say that there's a hefsek. The problem is the hefsek in our gut. Ramban says not a hefsek. Ramban says no hefsek. Ramban held the mechuyev to make the Birkas HaHallel on the Hallel in the Suda. And the Leil of the Pesach. And the Suda's not a hefsek.
Why my shul isn't an hefsek?
Because he holds it's not a hefsek, because he says, it's interesting, he says, why, and it's a good question, why isn't it a hefsek? But he says it's not a hefsek because that's the Seder Advar. He says that's the Seder Advar. Okay, he says that's the Seder Advar.
It's in there.
It's
open to.
Oh, okay, I got it. Okay. So now he says like this. It's by the way, it seemed that you should say really Yalalucha after the Siyam Mahalo. If you have a different agadah, there are different ways it ends off. But it would seem from the sugya that you say Yalalucha after Siyam Mahalo. So then the Yotze right away, the Rambam Shita and the Rif Shita. Okay? But.
After Siyam Mahalo, a mitzvah.
excuse me, after Halal Mitzvah, right? The second half, right? Yaluch, after Halal Mitzvah. And then you should say the Nishmas and the Chosem with the Yishtabach. But not to put Yalalucha after Yishtabach. Because then it seems very difficult, because the you have to have main chasima samach chasima, and interrupting the chasima with the halalucha. It's a strange kind of a situation there. The way, if you say your halalucha after halal, and then you say nishmas kol chayim and the chasima for yishtabach, it would seem even according to the Rambam, you could say, because the Rambam himself says you could be mitzarif them together. So, and it's mashma from the Rambam, one chasima. So the only question you could ask is the halal gadol in the middle of a masik? But it seems not, because it's not a masik, because it's the same inyan. The halal gadol is the same inyan. Okay? The halal gadol is the same inyan. That's doing it from kisvei kodesh, from sefer tefillin. So it would seem that that's the best way to do it. Yahalucha after same, many gadols have that way. Yahalucha after halal, then halal gadol, and then mishmas and yechosen. And Rav Chaim said that you should be chosen melech mehul batish bachos, kale ha'adoz ha'dam neflos. Because this way you yotze, according to the sheet that it holds, that the chasima is melech mehul batish bachos. Because you have melech mehul batish bachos, then you just keep going. Kale ha'adoz ha'dam neflos bachos is melech kale ha'adoz. Okay. So, at any rate, instead of saying in the way we say, because there's two chasimas for this, two gersos, it's basically the same. We say, Baruch Ad Hashem, kale melech gadol batish bachos. So instead of saying kale melech gadol batish bachos, so he said, say Melech Behul Batish Bachos. Some always say it that way anyway, but it's definitely good for Chaladeus. So you have nothing to lose by doing that. And then it comes out, you will chose saying Melech Behul Batish Bachos according to those that hold it, that should be the same. Okay? So that's the best way to do it. Yalucha, Halagadu, Mishmas, Melech Behul Batish Bachos, Kela, Dos, and Aflos, to the end of the Bach. Okay.
No Chasim on Yalucha.
What? No Chasim on Yalucha. Because then you're going to get involved in the Sefer Brachos. Okay. So, at any rate, getting back to the Ramban. So the Ramban says, So the Ramban says, we mentioned also from Tesis' mashma. From Tesis' mashma that the halal was with the bracha. Because Tesis' whole question was, Tesis and Rashbam, they said, what do you have to say, mentioning halucha here for? You always say halucha. Remember that was Tesis' question. So apparently Tesis had to say it with the bracha, because without a bracha, you don't say halucha. So there are many shitas that seem clear that the halal of Leila Pesach requires a bracha. And the Ramban goes on, it's a very nice Ramban, you have a chance to take a look at it. Kufi Zayin on the base in Pesach. It brings a lot of rights, not even every point yet. But he says like this, he says, Mikan nireshu kishe kishu koryaso bebeso ton bracha, shu b'chval yomim shayyachu gomer nes halal. Because he quotes from Sechat Tzofim, that counts it as one of the days that you gomer halal. He says, Elishim Kokam, the carb of Basic Nessus, in its Sarach. If he said the Howl and Shul like we do, he says, then you don't have to make a bracha. Shekva Pirach Birach Barab, because you already made a bracha. Okay? But your question is a question. But how does that bracha help you 2 hours later for the Howl that you sang by the Seder? That seems paradoxical. Okay? Then he asks a question. He says, "I the Gemara in the Bavli doesn't mention that halal." So he says, "So you'll ask the Gemara Dilan." He says, "Tani Lader Rav Shimon Ben Yotzer Shmona Siyom Yochel Gomer and Sahalav Lok Tani Lelo She Pesach." He says, "Zuin Esvah." He says, "The Hasam halal Dalasias Mitzvahs Lok Tani," because that's not a halal Dalasias Mitzvahs. That's the halal on the Kedusha Siyom of the Regal of the Yom. Okay. Teidad Olam Money Nami She Beshvitas. The Tana Lugmas Nisan also. He says, the Bavli doesn't mention, what about the halal that you said on the Chilus of Pesach? The Mishnah says that on the Chilus of Pesach. You say the halal at the time of the eating of the Pesach. Okay? So that's what he says. So he says he's convinced that it's not possible to have halal on Lil Pesach without a bracha. But he says it can be Yotzei on the bracha on the halal on basic Nessus. Okay. So now he says like this. In the end, he concludes like this. He says the tamal asimachah. He's speaking to the ones that only don't make a bracha. He says heyachlo yeton bracha. He says how could you possibly say that this halal doesn't require bracha? He says she'ein lachol halal chovak achilas psachim shehu shaskul. There is no halal bigger than that. He says. He says v'chein sheninu v'zev v'zev ton halal b'achilasam v'chasamchu al amikra d'chsev ashi yilchem kolel eskadish chayim. He says v'lama lo yavachol. Okay, here was. He says, What?
Before you come a shechita p'sachim.
Excuse me?
P'sachim.
It doesn't say achilas p'sachim?
No, before. The one with
tongue. Yeah, but it doesn't say tongue hal b'achilasa?
No, because now he's trying to bring a raya that there has to be that way.
Say it again.
In other words, before he was saying it's an open thing that even though it has to be 18, but it's openly in the Mishnah that shechita p'sachim is tongue hal. Now he's trying to bring
listen,
a raya.
Listen, but we're about shechita p'sachim. We're talking about the night of Pesach.
No, now I'm saying that before he's trying to show you that the 18 listed aren't all the halals you say during a year.
No, I understand that.
But
because it doesn't mention shechita p'sachim.
Right, but now he's saying tongue hal about achila.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, you said achila. Rebbe, you said achila before.
When I was talking to Gemara before, I said achila?
Yeah.
What? What? Yeah. Was it on all time?
Now it's on.
Was it on all time?
Last 10 minutes.
The cover Kriya and get Kriya on
that last thing, no.
So the difference between Kriya and Amira is where you say something yourself, your own words, your formula, and Kriya is where you have a given text and you're just going through the text. That's Kriya. So the question is, where did the Rambam get this idea of Kriya by Agada? I mean, what is it? Where's the Kriya? There's no Chafetz Chol Kriya. There's no text. It's a mirror. Okay, it's a mirror. That's the question. And the Rambam is clear that this cut. So there's a concept of Kriya. Where did the Rambam derive that concept? That's the question. Okay.
Seems the Gemara, which it seems that I'm got it from, says Omer Agada.
Omer Agada. Good. It's not Pesach. I said, no, it's a question even more. Okay. Yep. Good. Okay. I found something interesting thing. That you have Kriyas Parshas Bikur, Likros Ala Bikur. So there's a very interesting Chinuch. The Chinuch says like this. He says like this. It's an interesting thing. He says Mishor Sheyam Mitzvah Tufreshva Mitzvah Tufreshva. Very interesting thing. He says Mishor Sheyam Mitzvah. Why is the person that brings the Bikurim Kare. So he says, because through the Amira, he's Ma'or Aliba. Okay, that's correct. Okay, we understand that. In other words, the Amira brings to fruition his ideas and his thoughts. Without Amira, it lacks. So he says like this. He says, and a person has to realize that everything is Me'es Adona Olam. Yisapar Chasarov. He says like this. Then he says like this. From this union, from the Kriyas Parshas Bikurim, Yesh lanu lilmo, we should learn the tfiloseinu v'sachanunen, in our tfilos and in our tachanunen, lefnei Hashem Baruch Hu, he says, l'daktek ma'od, be very careful, u'lehizor balashon, and to be careful with the language, she'ein loma dover lefnei Hashem, you shouldn't say a word before God, ki in b'dikto gadol, unless it's perfect. The words are perfect. He says, "Uzechor zebeni v'shomreihu." He says, "Remember this and keep this idea." That's really, really from Kehelis. That Kedashemba Shemayim Lata Olam. The Varacha Ma'atan. Person is very careful. He should very. He doesn't just pour his heart out, so to speak, and say whatever he wants. He before God. Yes, I mean he has to say things that have meaning, but the main idea of Lefnei Hashem is every word has to be precisely formulated very carefully, and he shouldn't say anything without dikta gadol. Interesting. See, that's the whole Rambam really in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. Rambam says originally he says that everybody was inspired as well, but the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, no, they said no, because people can't talk, let them talk. The answer is yeah, talk nonsense. So that is Lefnei Okel. That's not correct. That's denying the Torah Hashem. It's just the opposite. So yeah, in Yehadus everything is very precise. You can't just go by what you feel. So therefore, the chinuch derived from the mitzvah of Bikurim, an interesting thing. Where does he derive it from the mitzvah of Bikurim? That a person has to be nizah b'chol devarav lefnei Hashem. Where did he derive that from? Because the pasuk says the anisav amarta lefnei Hashem alekach. You should say it. So really, it's v'amarta. It's not a kriya. But the Torah says what to say. So the Torah formulated a text. What did you say? And the Torah gave him the precise words. Put it into his mouth. Harami oved aved ayer mitzrayim oved yod Hashem. This is what you should say. So it's not the chiduch of saying that kriyas parshas bikurim is not really a kriya like a kriyas of Torah. It's v'anisav amarta. So it's Vanisva Marta, so why do you have to have, why is it Kriyas Parsha Tekon? The answer is yes, Vamarta. But you don't know how to say it right. So the Torah created a text, a specific text. It really is Amira, but the Torah gave him the text because that's the perfect text that he must use. And he must know, Lefnei Hashem, you don't just say anything. But he must be careful with every word. Because otherwise the whole Lefnei Hashem is missing. That's what the Chinuch says. Unbelievable. So therefore you see that whenever when a person has to say things before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not a simple matter. And that's why the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah formulated the tefillah precisely because of this halacha, because of this idea. Now let's get back to the question. Okay. So the question in the Ramban. So how does the Ramban go from the? He says this is a different halacha. It's a halal mitzvah. Halal mitzvah. So how can you say in shul there's no mitzvah? Yeah. But the answer is like this. The answer is that really on the Leil HaPesach. That's why the Ramban says it's derived from Kaleil HaSkadosh Chag. What is the Leil HaSkadosh Chag? The Leil HaSkadosh Chag is a special kedushas halayla. It's a special kedushas halayla. Okay. This Kedushas HaLayla is a Kedushas HaLayla of mitzvahs. That's why the Rambam says that the one Manishtana is not for kids according to the Rambam. Manishtana is the Kore says. Manishtana HaLayla is then called HaLayla. What does it mean? What is the Kedushas HaLayla? Shebachol HaLayla and it enunciates the mitzvahs. Because there's a special Kedushas HaLayla of Leil HaPesach. What is that Kedushas HaLayla? It's a Kedushas HaLayla of these mitzvahs. These mitzvahs create a special entity of, comprise an entity of Kedushas. Okay, so and that's the Kaleil HaSkadosh Chag, and that's why the Ramban says. You see, the Ramban says that you say it by Achilas HaPesach. You say the halal. Essentially, you say it by Achilas HaPesach. But really, he says Shehu Shas HaGula. So if it's Shas HaGula, so what do you need Achilas HaPesach? It's totally in his mind. But the answer is that these mitzvos created his mind. So that's why when you have the Achilas HaPesach, so when is the most appropriate moment to say it? And the moment of the achilah of the mitzvah of achilas HaPesach. But really, what is the halal tied to? The halal is tied to the mitzvahs, and it's a component of the whole Leil HaSkadosh Chag, of the whole kedushas halayla. The layla has a separate kedusha, and that's why the Ramban says when you say halal in the basic nesses, so that's a halal on the kedushas halayla. So then you yotze. And the Ramban is, because he said a Barabbam. Why is Ramban is because he said a Barabbam? Because the Ramban wants to say that there is a mile of Rabbam over here. So you shouldn't think that maybe you should better do it by the Seder when you're doing the mitzvahs. Yeah, that's true, that's one, but it's also a little Leil HaSkadosh Chag, and since you're doing it Barabbam, so Barabbam Hagas Melech, so it's a human in the hollow itself. So there's nothing, you're not missing the fact that you're not doing it at the Shas HaMitzvahs. Because these mitzvahs are involved in creating an entity of a kedusha of the Leil HaPesach. Okay, what is the kedusha of the Leil HaPesach? The kedusha of the Leil HaPesach is the kedusha of the Leil Shimur. That's the Leil Shimur. Leil Shimur Hu Hashem Lo Tzion Me Eretz Mitzrayim, and then the pasuk continues. Hu HaLaila Azeh La Hashem Shimurim L'Chol Bnei Yisrael L'Dorosam. Chol Bnei Yisrael L'Dorosam. What does it mean? So it's interesting. I thought I was saying Yechidus, but then I found it in the Ramban. He says it openly. It's amazing. Ramban. Ramban says like this, that on that pasuk, on Leil Shimur Mulad Hashem, so the Ramban says like this. So the Ramban says, what does it mean, Shimurim? So I understand, Leil Shimurim, Huvad Hashem, Lo Tzim Eretz Yisrael. That we understand. Okay, that's Shimurim. But what does it mean when it says the end of the pasuk? Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'Dorosam. What does it mean, Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'Dorosam? Every door we have, every Pesach, what type of Shmir? What kind of Shmir is talking about? So the Ramban says, Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'Dorosam, Shemishmuroso Lavo Dolafonov, Uba'achilas HaPesach, Uzechiras HaNisim, Veloseis Halel Vehodo'o Lishno, Kino She'oma V'Shemartas HaChukazos. Okay? That's what Ramban says, Lev Shimon. Okay? So, the Rosam, the Leil Shimon of the Rosam means it's Shamor, it's guaranteed as a Leil of Shevach v'Hador, Mitzvos, and Hallel, and Lasape b'Shvach HaShemako. So the Kedusha is Halayla, really, the Kedusha, that's the Kedusha of the Leil Shimon. So, since there's a Kedusha of the Leil Shimon, of Lasape b'Shvach HaShemako, so it comes out that the mitzvah is begat to Levincha, that mitzvah is Lasape b'Nisman Flos. Okay, now that mitzvah begat Levincha is tefit tzachas l'shono. A person should say in his own words to explain to his child in his own words. Yitzias Mitzrayim. That he has to do according to his das and the das of the makabel and that's something that's original. That he has to do original. But that mitzvah is one of the mitzvahs that's involved in a greater entity. That's a component that creates a greater entity of Lasaper b'shvachos shemakom lo shimurim gulad Hashem shimurim l'chogas al barosam. So that's a separate kedushas halayla. That kedushas halayla Lasaper b'shvachos shemakom is something which a person can't just do it the way he thinks. That's like kriyas bikurim. That means that this kedusha demands that the person should be mesader shvachos shemakom, and in being mesader shvachos shemakom, it must be done perfectly. That's what the Rambam says. Seder asiyas dvorim. Mitzvah seila b'leil chamash l'chmish asa kachal. There must be a seder of asiyas dvorim. You see? And he said at the end of the Gemara, chasal sidur pesach kilchoso. Kashe zachinu l'sader oso, kein niskel asoso. So there's a kiyum of sidur. Why is there a kiyum of seder? If a person will just do everything, but shalom ala seder. But it will fulfill all the things he's lacking. What is he lacking in? He's lacking in the Kedushas Halayla. The Kedushas Halayla demands that when a person, a Kedushas Halayla of Shvachos Shemakom, Masaper Benisim Eflos, and to be engaged in the Kedushas Halayla of Shvachos Shemakom demands, like the Chinuch says, that every word must be exact and precise, you see. And that demands a Kriya. And that's why there is a Korei HaGadol. It's a Korei HaGadol. That's what the Rambam says. Vezel nusach ha'agoda. So you want to nusach ha'agoda shenogu bo Yisrael b'zman ha'agolas kachi. There must be a nusach ha'agoda. Why do you need a nusach ha'agoda? Because, like the Chinuch says, because every word lefnei okel has to be the dictu gadol, precise, exact. Everything he does. So everything that he does that night is all a part of the seder. That's why the Ramban says that there's no hefsek. Why is there no hefsek in the suda? What's Ramban says? It's part of the Seder. What do you mean it's part of the Seder? But how are you saying? Hallel? And now you're eating. What Sheikha says there was one thing after, why is this the greatest Hefsek? So it's another, so it's a mitzvah to eat, fine, but I'll eat later. You see? No. Because the Ramban is saying that everything over here is organized precisely ala Seder. And the kiyum of ala Seder, that kiyum is the greatest kiyum in the Kedushas HaLaila of the Leil Shimur. Of the Leil Shimur. So that's why that's the whole concept. That's the concept of the Manishtam, that's the concept of Agada, and basically that's the Kiyum Alayla. So there's a special Kedusha of Neil Kael of Sidur Shvacha Shamakon. It must be very precise. It must be very precise. And that's why you see the Maram of Wittenberg introduced before the Seder those are the 14 Kadeshochats. Why? That this must be exact, this must be precise. You can't just arbitrarily, even if you're very chacham, you can't just arbitrarily, wait, I'll do this, and I'll do something else. The Seder Hadvarim is the kinyan of being medaktik with Neha Makom. And the Kedusha Salaila is a special Kedusha, which is designated with Saper Mitzvos and Nisri Neflos and Shvacho Shal Makom. So that's why the Rambam holds there's a Korei HaGadol. There's a Korei HaGadol. Not an Omer HaGadol, but a Korei HaGadol. It must follow a pre-arranged text. You can't start on the night of Pesach to be Mekayim Mitzvah. You must start before and arrange a whole text and a whole Seder Avraham precision in every aspect, because it's Shvacha Shal Makom, and it's improper for a person to engage in Shvacha Shal Makom just as things just strike him at the time. So even though it's the greatest intentions, but it's denial of the whole concept of being the Sadr Shvach HaShem Makom with Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That demands thought with precision and great care. So that's really the concept of Seder. That's the whole idea of Seder. That's the concept of Seder. That's what Ramban is the Haron Shul, it could be Yotzer with the Brachas and Haron Shul, it could be Yotzer with the Yassi as well, because it's really the same thing. It's two expressions of the same idea, the Kedushas HaLavim. Okay. Why do you say Haron twice? So the answer is, in Haron, if you only said Haron by the Seder, so the Haron would have two kiyum. It would be a Haron of Shevach Valdor, as a component of Lefichach Anachna Chayavim Lehodos LaHalel Roshabeach, so that's a component of the act in the Maisei Sipur, and it would be a Halel on the Kedushas HaLaila. You see? But on the Kalel Skadosh Kach. So if you did it just by the Seder, so you'd have both. But you need the Halel on the Seder because of that's part of Sipur. The Halel on the Seder is part of Sipur also. There's two kiyumim. There's a Halel on the Seder which is part of Sipur. The Fichar HaMachal Chayav and Halel Shul. You can't say you said Halel before. You said Halel and Shul. Now you're saying by the Seder. And you finish with the Sipur Dvorm of Yagash. But now you're Chayav Halel. So the Chi of Halel comes under two frameworks. It comes under the framework of Kalel Eskadosh Chag, and it comes under the framework of Sipur. As a natural conclusion of Sipur. So if you did one with a bracha, the Ramban says you'd be yotzer, and it wouldn't have any problem with Hesed. But if you did it in shul, so you split it up. So he says that's fine. So you have the yotzer in shul, the kalel is kind of shy, and now the halel of Sipur doesn't need a bracha. Okay?
Yeah, the grizz is already.
Yeah, big problems. There's no bracha. I mean, if you look at the Ramban, it's clear. I mean, it's a powerful argument, it's Ramban. It's very, very difficult. I mean, according to many, many Rishonim, it's not the Ramban says it's the best age, a great age. He says, why do you have to involve Machlokes Rishonim at the Siddur? Before. And then that's the way the Dechas Halam, but that was kind of strong. Because if you say you just had two hours. So now you split it up. On the contrary, that's a right. The right Ramban said, even though you say Aluch and Shul, you still say Aluch on the Seder, because that's a different thing. That's the whole area that we discussed. On the Seder, he says, Mishraim, you must be Mitzarev, Riyashmaim Boris. You must say Kol Masechah. It's a different thing. Okay, that's like that. It's like that. Okay.